Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings. We all love high-scoring NFL games, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point is scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante, and with Thomas Frank Carr, and it's quarter number three, and that means it's time for Ask T. Frank. This is where we have T. Frank answer your Penn State football or recruiting questions. And if you want to submit a question, download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see the Ask T. Frank button. At the end of the segment, we'll select the best question, and the winner will get the great KSN sweatshirt. T. Frank, are you ready?
Ready to go.
All right. I meant to ask you this question when we were talking offensive line, but Matt from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, will pick up the slack for me. So, T. Frank, what was the tell that other defenses knew prior to the snap, if the play would be a pass or a run? For those who aren't aware, there was a Villanova player. It was in a Philadelphia newspaper article. He talked about knowing every play Penn State was going to run, whether it was a run or a pass play, based on a tell. What could you tell us about that, T. Frank?
First off, James Franklin addressed it last Friday during his bowl media conference with Nate Bauer, one of my coworkers, when he asked the question. And he said that an offensive lineman had a tell that they could diagnose pre-snap what the play was. Now, the tell specifically was where the feet are lined up, whether it's run or pass. So in a pass play, the player's feet were dramatically different in a full pass protection stance versus more of an even feet forward, leaning forward, run blocking stance. And it's a subtle thing that most people wouldn't pick up on, but this is what goes on in college football. You're looking for any advantage, any edge in football, and if you see something like that on film, you can take advantage of it. And this one, going back and looking at it and looking at some of the games previously, it was a significant one. You don't normally get significant tells. Sometimes you get subtle things. But this one was where the Villanova linebacker said it was maybe like 90% they had it. And on the ones that weren't an obvious tell is because it was an RPO where the offensive line is run blocking, but it's a pass play. That's the decision of the quarterback post snap. So that's kind of the gray area there. But yeah, it was an obvious one with the context of the information post season.
Well, you kind of answered the question that I've had all along when they knew run or pass. What about an RPO where it could be either? So, I would think you'd, as a defense, you would get burned if you played run and it's an RPO and they end up just passing over you. All right. Let's go with Lee in Mount Lebanon. And I'm not sure I understand part of this question, but he says, "Hi, T. Frank. It was reported that the Christmas present you got your wife was too big to hide. Can you please confirm that it was not a vacuum cleaner?"
It was a photograph of our vacation out west. She's from Utah. So we went out to see her family this summer, and I got to see the national parks. And her favorite photo that I took, because photography is a hobby of mine, her favorite photo of the resort that we stayed at, I got it framed and I got it like jumbo sized I couldn't hide it. We live in a small apartment. Our tree is tiny and it was just sitting in front of the tree blocking everything. So that's why we just did Christmas last week.
Okay, so it is confirmed you didn't get your wife a vacuum cleaner. Smart guy.
No, I'm more romantic than that. I have better thoughts than that.
You have a chance to remain married. Now for Lee's real question. There's been a good amount of discussion about a couple Penn State recent signees playing either wide receiver or safety. What are some of the determining traits other than their ability to catch the ball that are likely to determine where they ultimately land on the field. Thanks for your great work, and Merry Christmas to both you and Jim. Well, thank you, Lee. Same to you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What are we looking for with these guys, T. Frank?
So, it's you. I don't really have a good answer for this, because when you look at the profile you need to play safety at the highest level, so let's again take Jaquan Brisker, you need to have speed, explosion, intelligence, vision, all of those things. Those are all translatable to receiver. Speed, explosion, change of direction. It's the same thing but mirrored. So to me, it's more about your mental makeup. So Mekhi Flowers, take him for example. I think in his senior season, he kind of self-determined that he was going to be a big hitter in the run game. He was going to be a guy that came downhill and pursued well. He's a good receiver, and he has a lot of building blocks of what you want there, but his route running, the attention on those sides of the that side of the ball was good, but not to the same level of intensity that he played on the offensive side of the ball. Now, a guy like Christian Driver, to me, that's more of an interesting question about, I thought his technique, his dad is probably his positional coach a lot of ways, was phenomenal as a receiver, but he's playing safety. And to me, again, that's the vision, intelligence, and anticipation you need to find in a safety, that it's good in a receiver, but it is rare in a defensive back, of to be able to diagnose and attack and anticipate what the offense is doing. You want the intelligence at that safety position to handle the breadth of the position. So I guess that would be two of the things I would look at as determining factors for where you play on either side of the ball.
I like that thought about a safety who's willing to get into the box and make tackles. That is a skill that I'm not sure a lot of guys who end up wide receivers would have, T. Frank. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore.
Can I add one last thing about that quickly?
Yes, you may.
Is that I was thinking about this, and I do think you need to have a little bit of a dog at receiver every once in a while. So Parker Washington is tough, tenacious, breaks tackles. But if you put Mekhi Flowers at receiver and you break tackles and get big plays, that's also helpful as a receiver. And if there's one criticism I've had lately, it's that there aren't guys that break tackles and chew up yards after the play. You need a little bit of nastiness at receiver, too. So some of those guys at some point have to filter over to that side of the ball. But safety, finding that's the key thing to change your defense.
All right, let's move on. Mike in Baltimore. T. Frank, thanks to you and Jim for a great season of podcasts. Well, thank you, Mike. As Penn State enters the portal shopping season, what should they be looking for at the offensive line store? What type of attributes should tackles and interior linemen have to best fit Penn State's offense?
One thing that they did not do a lot last year was outside zone blocking. And I don't know if that's because they didn't have the players to do it, which is fair. And if one of your offensive linemen is given a tell on outside zone, it is very easy to shoot gaps if you know what's going on. You just have to know the direction after the play. Or are they just de-emphasizing that at Penn State as opposed to where Mike Yurcich has been previously? So I would want guys that can outside zone block. That means you need to have the quickness to reach block, and you need to have the ability to get on the other side of a guy lined up to your interior. But you can't ignore, and what I've seen from Penn State, what they want in their offensive linemen is the ability to combo block and power and strength and all of those things from the guys they're recruiting. I would say if you need a left tackle, that's where I'd focus first, because if you can clear that up, like I said, either it's Olufoshanu or it's a transfer portal tackle, you can then have the pieces to play with elsewhere along the offensive line. So they need to bring in a tackle specifically, and if it's a left or right tackle, then you can move Caden Wallace, where I think he's better, on the interior, and you can kind of shore up some of those problems and use the same players, but in a better way. That would be my focus, is tackle first, and then the best player at that position that you can find. Which is really hard, because those are rare.
Next up is Frank from Warminster, also known as Dirty Frank. And Frank says, Tomas. That's exactly how he spells it on the sheet here, Frank, T. Frank. So, Tomas. Although the 2022 class is great, how is Penn State going to be able to address the offensive line when they got only one player in 21 and two in 22? Most schools are taking 4 to 5 offensive linemen a year. Is Troutwine on the hot seat? And
no.
Also, are they going to be huge players in the portal?
So we answered a good bit of this in the last question, but to the point of Phil Troutwine, no, he's not on the hot seat. And we talked about this earlier in the show. They've gotten two top 100 offensive linemen prospects in the last 2 years. 2021 was a small class. They didn't have room to get five. They did go after some guys in this previous class, and they had three. And one of them at the last minute decided they were going to Maryland. And there's nothing you can do about that. And he was a tackle prospect. He was 6'6", 36-inch arms, super big football player, everything you wanted outside of I had some questions about some other things in his game. It was going to take a little time to develop. But he decided he was going to Maryland, and he and Jayshon Barham did that to the schools they were committed to and flipped at the last second. I believe Barham was intentional. And knowing that, knowing they were teammates at St. Francis, I think it was intentional what he did. So that's not great. Like, and that's not anything you can control if you're a coach. My point about the offensive line is it took forever for Penn State to get in this situation. There's a reason Phil Troutwine was hired. There's a reason that Matt Limegrover was not retained. And for as long as it took them to get into this position, it will take them time to get out of it, but they are going in the right direction. And if you're saying blow the whole thing up, you're asking to restart again. And just don't. Just don't. Just don't.
Well, I think, T. Frank, some of the fans' reaction, and I think you're right, stability is one of the most underestimated qualities in a coaching staff. When you have all that turnover, it means starting again and relearning. But I think what fans are looking at are some of those mistakes that are being made when they completely miss, you know, two or three guys blocking one guy and somebody else comes in completely free. Those mental mistakes, or as you were talking about, the offensive lineman tipping plays. The question being, you know, where is the coach making that play? But anyway, T. Frank, we're running out of time, of course, as we always do. We need a winner. Who do you have?
Let's go Mike in Baltimore. I thought his question about the offensive line was pretty good.
And when talking the offensive line, that's something we did quite a bit of today. And why do I have this feeling, T. Frank, we're going to be talking offensive line quite a bit also through the offseason. So anyway, that is it for this week's edition of Ask T. Frank. Stick around in quarter number 4. We've got a really special guest, and we're going to talk recruiting with him. So you're not going to want to miss that. Stick around for quarter number 4.
We all love a high-scoring NFL game, but at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once a single point's scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.